The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
I'm Dr. Kyle Pankin. Welcome back to Treat the Cause, a show dedicated to helping you find non-drug, non-surgical ways to treat some of the most common health conditions today and to inspire you to not just look to treat symptoms with your health conditions, but actually look to treat, to identify, to find the root causes of many of these health conditions. In today's episode, we're going to focus on the most common peripheral nerve condition in the human body called carpal tunnel syndrome. Peripheral meaning it's away from the spine. The spine, of course, has way more nerve conditions than the extremities or the periphery of the body, but carpal tunnel syndrome represents the most common nerve condition outside of the spine. And common symptoms, let's talk about that for a little bit. Common symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome would be tingling or numbness type sensations in the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, and one half of the ring finger. If it affects the pinky finger, it's not carpal tunnel syndrome generally. If it only affects the pinky and part of the ring finger, it's generally a different nerve. It's not carpal tunnel syndrome. Typical symptoms will be the patient says, my hand feels like when I go to bed at night, it falls asleep. Sometimes it wakes people up, or they get up out of bed in the morning and it feels like their hand is asleep, and they sometimes have to shake their hand to wake it up. Sometimes the tingling or sometimes even pain will not only go into the fingers, but will radiate partway back up the arm. They many times will have, if it gets bad enough, weakness will develop where they kind of get clumsy with their hands and drop things easily. And what we want to address today is different treatment options for it. And so let's talk about, one, how it's diagnosed. So there are many different ways to diagnose this condition. There are some standard orthopedic tests. The gold standard test is to do what's called an EMG, which stands for electromyogram. It's a test that looks at the conduction of the nerves that go into the hands and wrists and down the arm, and with it they can grade the severity. Well, one, they can determine if there is carpal tunnel syndrome. Two, they can grade the severity of it. In other words, is it mild, is it moderate, and it's severe. I want to start out this talk by saying that if you have severe carpal tunnel syndrome with significant weakness where you're dropping things, probably you don't need to listen a lot further because surgery probably is the only option you have. But if you have mild carpal tunnel syndrome, moderate carpal tunnel syndrome, or even in the range of moderate to severe, there is hope. There is treatment that is non-surgical in nature that can help many of these. Well, what is the conventional approach to carpal tunnel syndrome? Well, the conventional approach, as it is for many musculoskeletal or neuromusculoskeletal conditions, is what I like to call the drug it, numb it, or cut it approach. In other words, you go to a conventional clinic and they will say, you have carpal tunnel syndrome, Mrs. Jones. Why don't we try to give you some type of medication to reduce the inflammation in that carpal tunnel, or if that doesn't work, they will try to do some type of an injection or a shot into that area to bring down inflammation or to kind of to numb up the feeling there so you don't feel the tingling or numbness as much or the pain that's going through the fingers or forearm or arm area. And if that doesn't work, well, then that comes the cut-it approach. Well, we're going to refer you to an orthopedist and do a carpal tunnel, a surgical release. And like I said, sometimes a surgical release is necessary if the case is quite severe. I want to remind you, if in case you don't know, the carpal tunnel is a small area that comes through the front of the wrist, whereby one nerve passes called the median nerve, and that's the nerve that we're talking about here that is affected. There are also some other common nerve, or what they call peripheral nerve entrapments in the human body. Another one in the arm is called cubital tunnel syndrome. That affects the nerve kind of when you hit your funny bone area. That nerve goes down to the pinky finger and the ring finger. And so the nerve can sometimes get pinched right in that area. It's called the cubital tunnel. There's also a condition called radial tunnel syndrome, and that's kind of by the outer forearm where the nerve gets pinched, and that will usually affect the thumb and the index finger. Common ones we see in the feet are called tarsal tunnel syndrome, which is entrapment of the nerve kind of in the inner ankle area, and it'll cause sometimes pain or tingling to go into the big toe or into the heel or bottom of the foot. And then there is what is called the common peroneal nerve, which is behind the fibula bone at the knee. And that will a lot of times cause pain or numbness to go down the side of the leg, onto the top of the foot, and sometimes into the toes also, and cause weakness in the foot. And finally, there is the piriformis syndrome, which is an entrapment of the sciatic nerve, right literally in the buttock, the piriformis being a muscle there. So there's all kinds of different nerve entrapment syndromes. It's just that carpal tunnel syndrome is the most common. So what we're going to talk about next is, how do you treat this if you're looking for or open to an alternative approach to the drug it, numb it, and cut it approach? If you got a number or if you have a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. On our website, you will find a link to our past episodes of Treat the Cause. There's just a tab or a button you can click on, and that will take you to all of the different shows and episodes that we've aired of Treat the Cause in 2018. All kinds of different pain conditions we've talked about there, and many different functional medicine conditions, from migraine headaches to digestive issues to anxiety, depression, and several others. Weight loss issues are there. So avail yourself to that information. There's a lot of good information there that I think you'll find useful at redrockchiro.com. Let's move into the actual treatment now. How do we approach carpal tunnel syndrome outside of the drug it, numb it, cut it approach? Well, first I'd like to say that I am a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist. All that means in English is besides my 7 years of chiropractic training, I took 3 additional years of training in the study of orthopedics, which is the study of bones, muscles, joints, nerves, and the conditions that affect those. And the training teaches how to properly diagnose these conditions and also to be able to offer conservative treatment options for these conditions. So in our clinic, we have a wide variety of different options to treat many of these conditions. So we're going to outline some of those that we've used over the years for treating some of these nerve conditions, particularly carpal tunnel syndrome, and also the different techniques that we have. And we're just going to show you what the research shows and what we've found that has worked for about 80 to 90% of these patients over the years. So number one, it would fall under the category of manual therapy. Manual therapy being things like chiropractic adjustments, different types of soft tissue techniques, In our clinic, we specifically use something called Graston technique. And it's a well-studied, well-referenced soft tissue techniques that use a specially designed little stainless steel instruments. And with those, we can go into the area of the carpal tunnel and up into the forearm and elbow area where that nerve courses through. And we can use those instruments to release any tight spots in the muscles or the fascia, any restrictions or adhesions. And sometimes it really works well to kind of free the nerve up. Also, we use very specific chiropractic adjustments to there's 8 little bones in the wrist. Sometimes those get out of alignment or fixated or not moving right, and some very gentle and precise adjustments there can help to alleviate pressure on the nerve. One thing that few people know about me is that not only am I a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist, but I'm a certified chiropractic extremity practitioner. What that means is I took about additional year of training in just studying the extremities of the body, so wrists and elbows and shoulders and hips and knees and ankles and feet, and learned all the most advanced and latest adjusting techniques of all those areas of the body. So most chiropractors are pretty adept and pretty good at adjusting or manipulating the vertebra and the spine, but very few doctors are actually very good at adjusting ankles and feet and wrists and elbows and shoulders. And so I have advanced training in those areas that allows me to be able to help a lot of people with extremity problems such as carpal tunnel syndrome. And finally, under the area of manual therapy, I would say they've done some studies on this. And they have shown that manual therapy techniques can be quite effective in treating many cases of mild to moderate carpal tunnel syndrome. Secondly, interestingly, they find that carpal tunnel syndrome is many times related to a vitamin deficiency, specifically vitamin B6. And what they have found in studies is that if you put people on 100 to 200 milligrams of vitamin B6 for up to 3 months, that does a very good job and kind of to heal the damage that's been done to the nerve. It seems to help bring down inflammation that is associated with the condition. And it seems to be one of the most overlooked potential causes of carpal tunnel syndrome. By the way, I forgot to mention before that carpal tunnel syndrome, most common causes of it are, one, repetitive overuse. So people that work in factories or that work on computers a lot or assembly lines where they're using their hand and wrist frequently and over again for repetitive things, that seems to be one of the biggest risk factors in developing it. People that have diabetes, that they seem to be at a higher risk of developing it, and people that have hypothyroidism, so a thyroid problem, can also be people that many times can get carpal tunnel syndrome. So we've talked about manual therapy. Very good, very logical, very well-referenced, well-researched techniques for treating carpal tunnel too. We put people on some vitamin B6 because that's been shown in studies to be helpful. 3, a good old-fashioned carpal tunnel brace. Carpal tunnel braces usually are worn at night. They're specially designed ones for treating carpal tunnel. They kind of keep the wrist from getting bent one way or the other too much at night when a person is sleeping. A lot of people that have carpal tunnel will say, yeah, my hand falls asleep at night, and I always kind of seem like my hand or wrist is kind of cocked or bent, and when I do that too long, boom, the symptoms of carpal tunnel seem to come on. So for a lot of our patients, what we do is we prescribe them a carpal tunnel brace to wear at night, and that seems to help at least 50%, sometimes more, patients with carpal tunnel syndrome, where they say, well, since I've been wearing that brace, I don't wake up at night. Or it doesn't wake me up at night, or I don't wake up in the morning and feels like my hand is asleep or that I have to shake it out. Fourthly, MLS laser therapy. MLS laser therapy has been an addition in my practice over the last 3 or 4 years that we've been using that now. And we have several cases of patients right now that we're treating with carpal tunnel syndrome and other nerve entrapments. And we have several cases that I've treated over the years that we treated with laser therapy. It's been probably the biggest breakthrough in treating nerve problems, joint problems that I've come across in the last several years. So why does the laser work, or why does it help? Well, laser therapy helps to do three main things. Number one, it has an anti-inflammatory effect, meaning it helps to reduce inflammation. Most people that have carpal tunnel syndrome, when you look at the front part of the wrist, it's kind of puffy and swollen in that area, and it seems like there's inflammation there, which is probably why cortisone shots sometimes do help to take the inflammation down. But here, we're able to do it without a shot, without a drug, to take it down naturally with laser therapy. Second, laser has an analgesic effect. In other words, it helps to reduce pain or other unwanted symptoms. A lot of people with carpal tunnel syndrome not only get that tingling or numbness down into their fingers, but sometimes they get pain that radiates up into their arm. So usually we do the laser not only in the wrist, but at specific trigger points and areas up and through the forearm that are many times associated with carpal tunnel syndrome. And then thirdly, and most importantly, MLS laser therapy has a biostimulatory effect, meaning that it helps to stimulate healing. Here we have a situation with carpal tunnel syndrome and some of these other peripheral nerve entrapment syndromes that I've talked about, where that nerve has been pinched sometimes days, weeks, sometimes months, and it needs to go through a healing process. And lasers can help to the light energy that is emitted into these tissues has been shown in studies to have that biostimulatory or healing effect on damaged or injured tissue in the human body. So what's unique about our laser, and you should really look on our website again, I'll mention it, redrockchiro.com, and you'll find a tab that talks about MLS laser therapy. And laser therapy, especially MLS, is a little bit different than just about any other laser. Actually, it is different than any other laser on the market today. It's the only laser that combines two different wavelengths of light energy, and it syncs them or locks them together. Most or all other lasers out there, you can only run one wavelength at a time. Some are good for inflammation, some are good for pain. All lasers are good for stimulating healing, but only the MLS laser, which stands for multi-wave locked system, it synchronizes or locks together two different light waves, one which has the anti-inflammatory effect, one which has the analgesic effect, and it locks them or syncs them together so that you're getting the effect of both of those wavelengths at the same time. The technology for this laser was developed in Italy. It was FDA approved in the United States in 2009, and we've been running the laser for about 3 to 4 years in clinical practice. I've kept statistical track of our analysis on every single patient that we've used laser therapy on over that time. And what I can say is this: regardless of what condition we treat with the laser, whether it's a nerve entrapment, whether it's an arthritic knee, a hip full of bursitis, an Achilles tendonitis, a plantar fasciitis, a chronic back or neck pain, 85% of our patients that we've put through a program of laser therapy have received at least a minimum of 50% or more relief of their pain. And we're not just using this on just mild, minimal conditions. We're using this on fairly significant, in many cases, chronic pain and health conditions. So laser therapy, I spent the most time talking about that, but it's a real game changer for people that have pain of all kinds, including carpal tunnel syndrome. So you might ask, well, which of these treatments would be best for me? Well, I find what works the best for most people is to do a combination of treatments. In other words, yeah, we need to do some gentle chiropractic adjustments and Graston technique to try to release and free up that nerve. And we need to get you on the right nutritional support to try to help stimulate healing in that nerve. And we maybe need a brace at night for you to wear to help to minimize your symptoms at night. And we definitely need to do some laser to optimize the healing response. And when that is combined together, these conservative treatment options, 80 to 90% of patients that have carpal tunnel syndrome, as long as it's not severe and been there for years, patients that are short of that, mild to moderate, even moderate to severe, 80 to 90% of them can get significant relief of carpal tunnel syndrome. So reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Look us up online at redrockchiro.com or shoot us an email at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. In conclusion of today's episode, I'd like to say this. It doesn't matter if you have carpal tunnel syndrome or tarsal tunnel syndrome or any of these other nerve entrapment syndromes. Being a board certified chiropractic orthopedist, I treat people with various types of pain all throughout their body every day. And here's what you need to know. Always seek the most conservative, non-invasive treatments first. Let me repeat that. Always seek the most conservative, non-invasive treatments first. Why? Because other treatments can be more risky. They can produce more potential side effects. We have a massive opioid epidemic in the United States, and a lot of that is driven by people with chronic pain. Then, and many of these reactions and addictions and stuff could have been all avoided in the first place if people would seek more conservative, non-drug, research-proven interventions in the first place. The first rule they teach any doctor, whether you're a chiropractor or a medical physician, you go to school, is first do no harm. And so we don't want to do anything to harm any of our patients. So that's why I always tell them, hey, if you got pain of some kind, if you got a musculoskeletal or a neuromusculoskeletal condition, seek out something that is drug-free. Seek out something that is not going to involve surgery, if at all possible, first. And if that fails, well, yeah, maybe you do need some type of drug therapy or an injection or some type of a surgical option, but don't turn to those as your first line of defense. Unless it's some type of a major trauma or emergency, then by all means. And the other thing I would say is we in America have gotten too symptom-oriented in our healthcare. In other words, you have a pain, oh, here, take this pill. Oh, you have this digestive problem, here, take that pill. Oh, you got headaches, here's your headache pill. And, oh, you have a thyroid problem, and here's your thyroid pill. And you get the idea. We're a drug-oriented, pill-popping society. America represents about 4% of the world's population, and we take 71% of the world's drugs. If drugs were the answer to health, America would be far and away the healthiest nation on the planet. But we're not even close to it, according to recent statistics. So we need to, as a nation, get rid of our drug-first mentality and seek out alternatives that not just work to suppress the symptoms, but, as goes back to the title of my show, treat the cause. Things like laser therapy, things like chiropractic adjustments, things like vitamin B6. These help to treat and correct the underlying cause of the problem. And many times by treating the cause, you not only can reduce the symptoms, but you can actually be healthier for it and be functioning at a higher level in the long run. So on our next episode of Treat the Cause, which will air on December 22nd, of 2018 at 11:30 a.m. on KLGR. We're going to share actual cases from my clinical practice of patients that had carpal tunnel syndrome and some of these other nerve entrapments, and how we applied these non-drug, non-surgical approaches that I just outlined here today, and how they got better, and how they responded, to try to give you hope that there is help out there, and that's what we're precisely here to do. We're here to help you to find the cause. We're here to help you to treat the cause. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. I look forward to speaking to you again at our next episode on the 22nd of December. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.